RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. Going electric? Plug into the new Kia Ceed SW plug-in hybrid.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
Sorry.
I like a good build-up, I do. Anyway, let's start with last night's football action, and Jurgen Klopp celebrated his first win at Old Trafford as Liverpool beat Manchester United 4-2 to boost Liverpool's chances of a Champions League place. In a thrilling game, United struck first through Bruno Fernandes, but Liverpool hit back. Diogo Jota equalised, and Roberto Firmino scored twice either side of half-time. Marcus Rashford got a goal for United, so it's back to 3-2. But then Mo Salah wrapped up the points for Liverpool while United had been applying pressure, and it finished 4-2 to Liverpool. It takes Liverpool to fifth in the Premier League table. They have a game in hand, but they're still 4 points behind Chelsea and 6 points behind Leicester. However, Chelsea still have to play Leicester next week, so at least one of them will drop points. If Liverpool win their remaining three games, they could easily qualify for the Champions League again. Here's their manager, Jurgen Klopp.
Great, great fight, good game, intense, how derby should be. And our first, since I'm at Liverpool, the first win at Old Trafford, good timing, I would say. We needed it, obviously. We fought hard for it, we deserved it, and so all good.
And let's see what Manchester United manager Ole Gunnar Solskjaer had to say.
They deserved to the win. We conceded goals in bad moments of the key moments of the game, you know, just before half time, just after the second half started, and of course towards the end we didn't call it build on the momentum or break up momentum. First 10-15 minutes I thought we played really well. We should have built on that momentum and maybe pushed more, and then we give him three goals, really. At least two of them we give him. And then when we score again, we've got momentum. We have a massive double chance there. So key moments went against us.
In last night's other game, Aston Villa and Everton played out a dull scoreless draw at Villa Park. And tonight, in the Premier Division games at home, Dundalk travel to Finn Harps, while Drogheda host St Patrick's Athletic in England. Manchester City play Newcastle. There's also action tonight in rugby's Rainbow Cup. Munster hosting Connacht, and Leinster are at home to Ulster. And remember, Ulster haven't won on their last 13 visits to Leinster. In golf, the Irish players are right in the mix at the top of the leaderboard in the Byron Nelson Classic. Jordan Spieth and JJ Spaun lead on 9 under par. Seamus Power is 7 under, Padraig Harrington 6 under. And as day 3 of the British Masters is underway, Greystone's Paul Dunn is also in the mix. He's 4 shots off the lead. Well, Gaelic games next, and it's another extensive weekend of intercounty action in the Alliance League. Let's look ahead to the beginning of the Football League now with the Niger, Tomás O'Shea.
Yeah, Des, it's brilliant. We're elite again. We can go back playing. You know, everybody found the last few months tough. But this football back gives us something to grab onto. It gives us kind of hope. It gives us a chance to argue with people, to talk to people. And, you know, all the teams have a hope of building something special again for the year ahead. You don't have to win the league to get that kind of victory within, and I think that's the big thing about the league. It might be watered down. There's only 4 matches. We might not see a final depending on who's in it and when they're out in the championship, but I think it will be exciting. You know, it's probably toughest on the Division 3 and 4 teams, as they might not feel as confident about championship because of being a knockout, and they set their achievable goals for the year in the league. And then you look at some games, they've only 3 matches, and then Waterford, Carlow, Wexford, because London are not there, they've only 2 matches. So it is tough on them, I feel. But the GAA have done well. I think any sort of league or championship organised is good. There will be a lot of the playoff matches as well. There's something we might have going forward. You know, you see it in the soccer abroad, how big they are. And for the all-important 2 tiers that will be coming in, Division 2 and 3 is vital. So we'll be watching that. They've only 4 matches to ensure that they don't go up or down. Dublin, they won't fret about the league. They don't have to. But, you know, we'll be looking at Galway, we'll be looking at Kerry, we'll be looking at Tyrone, Donegal. You know, they'll want to find form, they'll want to find have their settled teams, they'll want to hit the ground running. And if they can find that consistency, it will mean everything for them going into championship. So the league is vital for those types of teams. And it can go the other way as well. I think the proximity of the league to championship is brilliant, Des. You know, the form you see in the league will carry into championship. So you need to get that form. Will the challengers step up? We'll see. You know, this weekend alone, I can't wait. I'm going to Tralee and Kerry and Galway. Galway are starting four new young fellas. The two Cliffords are starting. David's brother is starting, so that'll be interesting. Armagh in Division 1, we have Donegal, Tyrone, and then in Division 4 we have Mickey Hart, McGinley, and Tony McEntee with Sligo, and they're all going head to head. So there's a brilliant feast of football for the weekend, and the whole country will be buzzing with it, Des, so I can't wait for it.
All right, thanks to us. We'll have extensive coverage, of course, here on RT Radio 1. 7 hours tomorrow, Saturday Sports, Sunday Sport have all the games, as well as GA Go. Now, in cycling, a fine display from Dan Martin saw him take third place on Stage 6 of the Giro d'Italia. He's up to ninth place overall, 47 seconds behind the new overall leader, Attila Valter of Hungary. In racing, Hurricane Lane won the Dante Stakes at York, and the action continues at York today. There's also racing at Leopardstown and at Kilbeggan.